Okay, here we go. We're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the top. Reish Lakish Amar. Now, if you remember, we're discussing if a person takes upon themselves a voluntary tainis, a voluntary fast. So we had all these different opinions of Amud Aleph, right? We had one opinion said he was a tzaddik. One opinion said he was a rasha. I don't remember offhand who said what. He was a kadosh. Right? Rabbi Lozer says he was a kadosh, or he was a chote. Comes Reish Lakish and says Reish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid. Reish Lakish says he's a chassid. Right? A person who takes upon themselves a voluntary tainus, a voluntary fast, is a chassid, a pious person. Right? Not pious, like pious, but like pious. Right? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed. They changed that to Chesed. Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed. Gomel means to separate yourself. Right? Like a vayigomal, that a baby is weaned, separates himself from his mother. So here, gomel nafsho, a person who separates himself from food and drink, right? He takes upon himself a tainus, ish chesed. He's a pious person. He's a chassid. Va'ocher she'ero v'gomer, and he destroys his flesh. He's a good person. So again, it doesn't mean you destroy your flesh like you mutilate yourself, but it means like you're not eating, and that's why your flesh is diminishing. It's a good thing. Okay. So that's Reish Lakish's opinion. I'm sorry?
Is it good to go on a diet?
Yes, exactly. Good to go on a diet. Amar Rav Sheishes, Zakti Gemara Rav Sheishes says, Hi Bar Bei Rav. Bar Bei Rav means a yeshiva bachur. Right, a bar is a son. Bei Rav is like a base medrash of a Rebbe. So a son of the base medrash of a Rebbe, meaning a yeshiva bachur. Adi Yosef B'tan Esa. If you have a yeshiva bachur who's sitting who takes upon himself a voluntary tainus, Lechul Kalba L'Sheiruse. He gives him like a curse that a dog should eat his meal. Right? Lechul eat, kalba, a dog, l'sheiruse, his portion or his meal. A dog should eat his meal. Meaning it's not a good thing. Right? When he gets the breakfast meal, a dog should eat it. It's a klala that the yeshiva bachar should not fast. Why? We'll see in a couple lines, we'll see why yeshiva bachar should not fast. Again, not fast means not take a voluntary fast upon yourself. Obviously, the mandatory fast, you have to fast. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba says, Ein tainis tzibur bebavel elatisha ba'av bilvahad. So this is seemingly an unrelated statement. Actually, some of the Mefarshim put this statement before the previous one because it seems a little choppy in the reading of the Gemara. But Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba says that in Bavel, the only tainis tzibur, and here Rashi explains, tainis tzibur means a tainis tzibur with all of the inuyim. Not just a public fast day, but a public fast day where we have you can't eat, you can't drink from the night before, and you can't wear leather shoes, and you can't engage in marital relations, and sicha, and rechitza, all of those things. The only one that exists in Bavel is Tisha B'Av, right? Obviously, besides for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Midaraisa. But otherwise, the only one that they had in Bavel was Tisha B'Av. In other places, maybe they had more. But in Bavel, the only one they had was Tisha B'Av. Okay, now continues the Gemara, and then you'll see that this kind of relates to the Yeshiva Bachar statement. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to take upon himself a voluntary tainus. Why? Because Talmud Chacham is always involved in spiritual activities. He's learning, he's doing mitzvos, helping people. If he takes upon himself a tainus, that's going to be compromised. And I still remember, I once asked a retired rov in the community, I wasn't going to be here, so I asked him if he could speak between Mincha Maariv and the tainus. So he told me I would love to. He said, but by the end of the tainus, I'm like completely out of commission. Like I can't focus. I can't do anything. I won't be able to speak. He says, Mamash this Gemara. Right here, you have a person who could teach Torah, but he can't. Now there, he had no choice. It was a public fast day. But that's why a Talmud Chacham or a Yeshiva Bachar is not allowed to take upon themselves a voluntary tainus. Okay, Zag de Gemara Vayter. Ochlim Mishosim Mishach Hashecha. So if you remember, the Mishnah said that the first group of fasts that these Yechidim, that the Talmid Chachamim do, so they stopped eating, that they were allowed to eat the night before, right? They just had to start fasting from the morning. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, Yachid Shekibel Olav Tainis. If a Yachid is Mekabel on himself a Tainis, Afilu Acha V'Shasa Kol Halayla, even though he ate and drank the whole night, right? L'machar hu mispalat tfilas tainis. But in the day, during the day, when he's fasting, he davens the tfilas tainis. What's the tfilas tainis? No, tfilas tainis. Anenu. Anenu. That little paragraph that we say in Shmona Esrei, when you fast, anenu, that's the tfilas tainis. Okay? So even though, meaning, because you're allowed to eat and drink the night before, you just, as long as you're fasting that day, you could say anenu. Lon beta aniso. Let's say the guy did not break his fast after the fast. Okay? So he fasted the whole day. And then the whole night he also fasted. He was like, you know what? I'm not so hungry. He just fasted the whole night, and he wakes up in the morning and he davens shacharis. Does he say anenu in the next shacharis? He's still fasting, right? So says the Gemara, lon betani. So if he sleeps while fasting, meaning he's still fasting and he goes to sleep and then he wakes up in the morning, then eino mispalel. I'm just looking at the Bach lemachar. He adds in eino mispalel shel tainus. The next day he doesn't say anenu during shacharis, even though he's technically still fasting, because that's not the fast day. He only accepted upon himself one fast day, not the second fast day. So that was a statement of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Yosef, comes Rav Yosef and says, "My kasava Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? Svirele ein misanin l'sha'os. Does Rav Huna hold that a partial fast is not considered a valid fast? So even though it's true the guy's fasting in the morning, right, till shacharis, he slept the whole night, he was fasting, he fasted till shacharis, but that's only a partial fast. He's going to eat breakfast after shacharis. So a partial fast, a fast for a number of hours, is not a valid fast. Odilma misanin l'sha'os. Or no, maybe he says, maybe Rav Huna holds, you can fast for a partial fast, but v'hamisana l'shaos eino mispal tfilas tainus. But it's just a technicality that if you're only fasting partially, you can't say aneinu. Aneinu is a din in a full day fast. Aneinu is not a din in a partial fast. So that's the shaila. What does Rav Huna hold? Does he hold you can't do a partial fast at all? Or no, he holds you can do a partial fast, just you don't say aneinu. Amar li Abaye, so Abaye says, "La'olam kasava Rav Huna, really Rav Huna holds misan in the shows. Really Rav Huna holds you can fast partially. Misan in the shows mispalel tfilas tainus. And he really holds that even if you're fasting partially, you really can say anenu if you fast for a few hours of the day. So how come in this case, Rav Huna said you don't say anenu at shacharis? The shiny hacha here is different. The ika shows the lelya the lo kabil alav alei meikara. Because here, when the guy accepted the fast, he only accepted upon himself the day before. He didn't accept this fast, right? It was a voluntary fast where you say you always accept a voluntary fast at the mincha the day before the fast. So when he accepted upon himself a fast, he did a one-day fast. So the fact that he's still fasting into the night and by shacharis the next morning, he never accepted that fast. So technically he could have done it, but since he never accepted it, so therefore it's not a valid fast, excuse me, and he does not say anenu. Zakta gemara weiter. Mar ukva ikla leginzak. Marukva went to this place called Ginzuk, Ba'umine, and they asked him the following question. Misan in the shows, wait, misan in the shows. Can a person fast for a few hours? Is that a valid fast or not? Lo hava biyade. So he wasn't sure what the halacha was in that case. So they asked him another shayla. Kankanin shel nachrim. If you have bottles that the goyim used to store wine in those bottles. So we know the wine is, right, you can't drink the wine. It's yayin esek, or stam yenam. You can't drink that wine. But what about the bottles? Can you use the bottles that they stored the wine in? Asur no mutar. Are they prohibited or are they permitted? Lo hava biyada. He also wasn't sure about that. Right? Not the wine, but the bottles. Okay? So they asked him another shayla. Bamesh shimesh Moshe kol shivas yimei hamiluim. Right? So we know that Moshe, during the 7 days of the miluim, of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Moshe was the one who did the avota, not Aaron and the Kohanim. Moshe did the avota. So the question is, what did Moshe wear? Because the big day kahuna are specific to Aaron and his children. Right, Moshe wasn't allowed to wear the big day kahuna. So what did he wear when he was serving in the Beis Hamikdash during the Shivas Meimiluah? Good question, right? Lo hava biyade. He didn't know that either. Striking out. Right? So they ask him halacha. They figure, okay, he doesn't know halacha. Let's ask him some chumash. Right? He doesn't know that either. So he struck out. Ozal v'sho'il be'medrisha. So he went and he asked these shilos in the Beis Medrash. He didn't know the answers. He said, these are good shadas. Let me go find out what the answers are. So he went to the Beis Medrash and he asked the people there what the halacha is in these cases. Amrulay, so they responded to him as follows. Hilchasa, the halacha is the following. Misan in the shows. Number one, you can fast for a portion of a day, for a few hours a day. Umispalim for those kindness. And you can daven anenu. You can say anenu. That's number one. Number two, behilchasa kankanim shel nachrim, the bottles that the goyim used to store the wine, la'achar shneimasar chodesh mutarin. You're allowed to use them after 12 months, right? Once 12 months has passed, we assume that any tam, any taste of that wine that's absorbed into the bottles is null and void. So after 12 months, you're allowed to use those bottles. Sorry?
After drinking the wine,
the empty bottle. Okay, I'm not saying halacha l'maisa. This is what the Gemara says about this case of the kankanim shel goyim. And b'mesh shimesh Moshe kol zayin yimei amiluim b'chaluk lavan. He wore a plain white linen garment. That's what he wore. He didn't wear the big day kahuna. He wore a plain white linen garment. Okay? Rav Kahana Masne, Rav Kahana answered this last question a little differently. He said, B'chaluk lavan she'ein lo imra. He said he wore a plain white linen garment that didn't have an imra. What was it? Didn't have an imra. Imra means it didn't have any seams. Okay, meaning it was completely woven. Normally, Rashi explains, normally, you, even if you weave a shirt, but like the sleeve, you weave separately, and then you sew it onto the shirt. Here, this the whole beged was one beged. It was all woven at one time. Nothing was connected and sewn onto it. There were no seams. Why were there no seams? So Rashi explains that because he didn't want anybody to think, chas v'shalom, that he was like, you know, pocketing different things from the Mishkan, you know, pocketing some money in his seams and things like that. As Rashi says, v'yisim nikiyim Hashem o Yisrael, that he didn't want anybody to suspect him of doing anything wrong. So that's why he wore a plain white garment without any seams. Okay, we'll stop here for today.